Okay, good evening, everybody. Let's get started. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simen Shin Nun Beis. This is page 408, otherwise known as Reish Dalid Amud Beis. So Shin Nun Beis, we're going to discuss the halacha of if you have something in one rishos and one end of it goes out into another rishos, are you allowed to pull it back into the rishos that you're in? So says the Shulchan Aruch, HaKori B'Sefer Aliskofa. Let's say you're reading a sefer on a porch, v'niskalgal rosh ha'echad me'a sefer miyado, and one end of the sefer rolls out, meaning the sefer means a scroll. All their books were scrolls, so it rolls out from your hand, v'nisha rosh ha'sheni biyado, but you have the other end in your hand. It just rolled out. So golo etzlo, you're allowed to roll it back toward yourself, afilu niskalgal chutz l'dalet amos, even if it rolled more than dalet amos, afilu b'rishus harabim, v'iskofa b'rishus yachid, even if it rolled into rishus harabim and the iskofa that you're on, the porch is not the right word, but I'm not thinking of the threshold, whatever it is, the thing that you're on is in the Rishos Yachid, Mishum Bizayon Kisvei HaKodesh Yitiru. So even though it should be a Nisra Drabanan to pull it back from the Rishos Rabbim into the Rishos Yachid, not a Nisra Daraisa, because you are holding one end of it. So it should be a Nisra Drabanan to pull it back from the Rishos Rabbim into the Rishos Yachid, but because of the Bizayon Kisvei HaKodesh, that a Sefer is going to be Mutal B'Bizayon like that, they were matir. Says the Rama, the Rabbim Darsi al Iskofa, Vidafka Kisvei HaKodesh, of Bishar Dvar, Masra, Afil Lonoflu al Karmelis. He says, because a lot of people trample on the Iskofa, so it's a double bizayon, that the Sefer is rolled out like that, and that people are going to be walking all over it or right next to it. But when it comes to other things, even if it only goes out into a Karmelis, you would have to leave it there. Says the Mishabura, Kori B'Sefer, Kol Svarim Shalom Asim, Begulin Sefer Torah Shalanu. All of their Svarim were written on a parchment. Rolled up like our Sefer Torah, like our Sefer Torah are. Alis Kofa, Hainu, Afilu Eis Rishus Yachid, Gonshi Gavo Asar Tvachim Rochav Dal Tvachim, Lufanecha Olechas Rishus Rabim. Even if the Rishus that you're in is 10 Tvachim high and 4x4 Tvachim wide, so it's an actual Rishus Yachid, and the Rishus that goes in front of it is a Rishus Rabim, Mekutil Kamei. Vahava, Amina Dinigzar Shalalah, Kalbazel, Ligla, Sefer Etzlo, Misham Dilman, Nafum Yadu Kula, Vasigam, Kin, Nisri Etzlo. So I might think that we should make a Nisri Drabana that you're not allowed to pull it back to you, lest you drop the whole thing out of your hand, and you'll come to pull it back where Deshami Kachiv Chatas was there, where that would be a Chiv Chatas. So I would think to make a Gzeira not to do it even in a case where you're still holding one end, Kamash Malah. So Kamash Malam, we don't make any such gezeira because of Bizayun Kisvei HaKodesh. V'after Mavur B'Sif Beis Heichadom B'Rosh HaGagel Fnei Holich Rosh Hashem Neskal Gul Rosh Echad Min Asefer Miyado Al Aretz Da Asur Lo Gul Etzlo Mishum Gezeira Zu. Even though in Sif Beis we're going to see that if you're on a rooftop and the scroll rolls down and you're holding one end, they'd say you're not allowed to pull it back. They do make this gezeira. What's the difference? Hachamari b'iskofa shirabim dorsim alekum vor ba'aga. Well, first of all, over here we're talking about an iskofa where people are walking all the time, so it's a bigger bizayon to the Kisvei HaKodesh. V'ikim bizayon tfei l'Kisvei HaKodesh l'kachikilu. So there was an extra motivation to be makil over here because it was a greater bizayon to the Kisvei HaKodesh. V'niskalgal rosh ha'echad rotzolomar v'noch ala aretz. When we say that one end rolled out, it means that one end was resting on the ground. Because if it were off the ground, then for sure you'd be allowed to roll it back up, because then it's not like no one would ever confuse that with dropping the whole thing out into Rosh HaSarabim, because if it's not even on the ground in the Rosh HaSarabim, it's not at all like something that had fallen to the ground entirely out of your hand. Even though it rolls more than 4 amos, you're still allowed to roll it back. We're not going to make any sort of gezeira lest you come to carry something 4 amos in Rosh HaSarabim. And afilu Rosh HaSarabim, v'davke echad tzad echad ogdo biyodo. But all of this whole heter is only if you're still holding one end in your hand. Ha'im nafal gam rosh hasheni la'aretz. But if you dropped the other end and fell on the ground, afilu echad nafal karmelis. Even if it fell into a karmelis, gam kein asal asu yetzlo. You're not allowed to roll it back to you. V'lo yitir b'zem yishum bizayin Kisvei HaKodesh, and even for Bizayon Kisvei HaKodesh, they're not going to be makel on such an Isser. So even though it's only an Isser Drabanan, when it's from a Karmelis into Rosh HaSiachin, they're not going to be makel on such an Isser. Birishos Hayachid, Tzorach Lomar Rishos Hayachid. It shouldn't be Birishos Hayachid. It's because we said Vahi Iskofa is a Rishos Hayachid. Not that the Iskofa is located in a Rishos Hayachid, but it is a Rishos Hayachid. So why were we make Lavir Mishum Bizayon? To me, Daraisim, Zarek Dover Rishos Rab, Verosh Hashani Biado, Mutalavio Etzlo. Because on a Daraisa level, if you have one end of something, if you threw something into Rishos Rabim, but you're holding the other end of it, you're allowed to pull it back to you. Dein Kananacha, because that's not resting, Kivin Sharosh Hashani Biado, because you're still holding the other end, Viachalavio Etzlo, and you could always pull it back. Viim Kane, but so by pulling it back, that's not called an akira. It's just that normally there would be an issur drabanan, but over here they because of bizayon kisvei hakodesh were mekel, and specifically by the iskofa derabim darsi, because a lot of people trample there vika bizayon tvei, and therefore there's a greater bizayon. Aval bishar, but the Rama had said when it comes to other things, then they're going to be machmir. By any other thing that's not kisvei hakodesh, even when you're holding one end, we're not going to allow you to pull it back. And then we said that even if it was only in a karmelis that it fell, we wouldn't allow you to pull it back. That in that case, we're also concerned. You might drop the whole thing into a karmelis and pull it back into the rishos hayachid. That there are a lot of achronim that make on this last one. That if you're holding one end of, let's say, a secular scroll, and the other end is in a karmelis, not in a rishos rabim, so there are achronim that disagree with the Rama and are mekil. Mikal makom near the rishos rabim shalanu in the hakel the kama poskim sovrim the kama tzlini rishos rabim daraisa ugedal b'sim shem nameisiv zayin. Now, lest you say, well, every rishos rabim nowadays is a karmelis, and therefore maybe we should be mekil on this whole thing. So he says, no. There are poskim that hold that our rishos harabims are actually rishos harabims. So we should not be mekel in our rishos harabims. It would have to be a real, legitimate, bona fide karmelis to rely on any sort of kula over here. As I might as well do sif beis, no rush. I don't know if anyone else is. But so sif beis, hayakori bo alagag. If let's say you're reading from this sefer on a rooftop, v'niskalgal rosho echad miyado, and one end of it unrolls, ad shelo igia lasar tfach matachtonim akrovim la'aretz, if the other end has not reached within the bottom ten, within 10 tfachim of the ground, golulo etzlo, you can pull it right back up. Higia lasar tfach, but if it reached the 10 tefachim right above the ground, if the wall is not directly straight up, it's slanted a little bit, so then you should don't pull it back, just turn over the entire scroll so that the writing is face down, so that it's less of a bizayon. So v'imeinu meshupa, and if it's not meshupa, if the wall is straight up, so you can't just flip it on with the writing down, because the whole thing will fall down. So then you're allowed to roll it back up as long as it hasn't hit the ground. Says the Mishnah Berurah, alagag, mayri begag shu rishos hayachid, ha'ilafan of rishos harabim. We're talking about a gag that itself is a rishos hayachid, and the rishos in front of it, next to the gag, is a rishos harabim. Achein kol shelo yigia lasar tvach matachtonim, havi ha'avir makom patur, v'al kein gol lo etzlo. The reason why you're allowed to pull it back when it's more than 10 tvachim off the ground is because we know rishos harabim only goes up to 10 tvachim. Once you're more than 10 tefachim off the ground, you're in Makom Patur. So you're standing in Rosh Hashanah holding one end of the Sefer, the other end of the Sefer is in a Makom Patur. So no problem, just roll it right back up. And it doesn't matter, even if the wall is slanted, and even if the other end is resting on a ledge, whether it's 4 tefachim wide or not, Kisvei HaKodesh. And even if the book you're reading is not Kisvei HaKodesh, you have a sheet that rolled out that are unfurled. Because the point is, if the case is that the other end is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it's in a makom patur. So that's heter gomer. There's nothing here, there's no hesitation whatsoever. But if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, then im hakosel meshupa. If the wall is slanted, and therefore it's as if one end is on the ground, where that's going to be considered that the other end is on the ground, and therefore if we're going to be makel, people might come to be makel even when you drop it in Rosh Hashanah. So shenach alav v'davka k'shrabim mekasvim alav halav achiyavi karmelis, that if it's the kosel is meshupa in a way that it's that it would rest on it, and he says only when people would rest things on it a lot of times to adjust and to take a rest, halav achiyavi karmelis, otherwise it's a karmelis. V'kivin da gudo biyado shari lavio etzlo, meaning the wall itself on the surface of the wall only has the status of Rosh Hasharabim because people from the Rosh Hasharabim use that wall. If they didn't use that wall, then it would be a karmelis. And and if the other end is in a karmelis and it's kisvei hakodesh and you're holding one end, then everyone would say it would be mutter to roll it back up. But this is only if it didn't reach the ground. That even if it's just like inches, centimeters above the ground, then you're it's not called that it's resting on the ground, and you're allowed to roll it back up. V'davka b'kisvei hakodesh mekilinon, but that's only with kisvei hakodesh. Avol b'shar dvarim kol shigil avir asar tefachim shu avir shusarabim. But if it were not kisvei hakodesh, anything that gets within 10 tefachim of the ground, af shalonach, even though it's not resting on the ground, asar laviyot, so you would not be able to bring it back up. Because v'yin shem yipol kulo la'aretz v'yavagam kin lasuyi yetzlo, because you were afraid that the whole thing might fall on the ground, and you'll also come to bring it back up. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh, but there are those that are makel on that. V'kol zeh ba'avir Rosh Hasharabim. Avol im nafal la'avir karmelis, mutar l'kol yamin lavio etzlo, kivan sh'ogdo adayin biyado. If the other end was not resting in the ground of a karmelis, but was hanging in the airspace of a karmelis, and you're holding one end, for sure you'd be allowed to roll it back up. Gol etzlo, b'bir agroch halik al zeh, d'kol sh'yetoch gimel samach l'aretz, chashem k'munach chal aretz, v'ayim bir alacha. The bir agroch disagrees with the Mechaber over here, because the Mechaber holds that when the wall is straight up, the wall is a perfectly vertical wall, and the other end of the scroll is not touching the ground, you're allowed to pull it back up. Whereas the Bir Agra says, no, you're not allowed to pull it back. The Bir Agra says, you're not allowed to pull it back up if it's within three tefachim of the ground, because within three tefachim of the ground is like lavud, and that is the same as if it's resting on the ground. So essentially, we learned two halachos tonight. Halacha number one was that if a kisvei hakodesh, you have one end of it in your hand and the in a Rosh Hashayachid and in a skofa, and the other end is in a Rosh Hasharabim, so it's a massive bizayon to kisvei hakodesh because people walk all over that skofa, and therefore you're allowed to roll it back up. If you're not holding one end, you're not allowed to roll it back up. When it comes to, and if it's not kisvei hakodesh, you're for sure not allowed to roll it back up. There is a machlokas. What about in a karmelis? If it's not kisvei hakodesh and you're holding one end, what about in a karmelis? Then the second halacha we learned is if you're on a rooftop where there is not so many people walking and trampling all over the place, so and one end rolls down, so if it doesn't get to within 10 tefachim of the ground, for sure you're allowed to roll it back up. If it does get to within 10 tefachim of the ground and the wall is slanted, just flip it over so that it's not mutal b'bizayon by having the words facing outward. If the wall is not slanted and it's not touching the ground, you're allowed to roll it back up. Once it is touching the ground, there's nothing you could do. You're going to have to leave it that way. There is a machlokas between the mechaber and the gra if it's within three tefachim of the ground, what we do about that. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Shin Nun Gimel, Si'if Aleph, and maybe Be'ez, we'll see. Probably just Si'if Aleph, we'll see. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, thanks.